Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Mission Accepted. I want to hear what kind of missions that you guys have been doing this last week. We have been rocking it with the most incredible people that are stepping up and telling us some of the insides, what got them started, why they stay on the mission. And if you are out there and you're one of our incredible, incredible listeners and incredible viewers, because you are, because you tell me you are, and I love that about you, is I want to hear what's going on in your world too. So look at DebDrummond.com, go into the contacts and go, this is what's happening. Or, hey, I watched this show and this is what it did for me, or it sparked this idea or whatever. I want to hear from you. So I want to hear stories. And if you want to be where these guys are sitting, then I want to hear from you as well. I'm super excited today. Let me see. You know, I always tell you who you are for today. So for this show, all of my listeners and all of our viewers at Mission Accepted, you guys are kind of like the collaborative kind of people. You guys are really collaborative, and we're gonna be meeting a couple of really cool collaborative people today. They're actually collabing together. So we have Mr. DJ Smooth in the house, and this is Dushan, and he's going to be telling us a few things about what he's doing and what he's got going on. And he is coming to us from Utah. And then we have Mr. Ocean Baker in the house from local Vancouver, Canada. And yes, we were all talking a little hockey before the pre-show, because we have Dushan in the house with his Utah hockey shirt. And I'm like, you know, you're talking to some Canadians here. The show's going to get hot. So we're going to get right into the show. So thank you guys for coming onto the show. And, let's kind of get at it. We have not seen you on the show before, DJ Smooth from Utah. And we're excited to have you here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do? I just kind of said DJ, but what you do and how that started for you.
Awesome. Well, first of all, thank you, Deb, for having me on your show. Ocean, it's great to be with you as well, too, as always. Keep rocking it, brother. I'm proud of you. That's a great question there. I started DJing when I was 4 years ago, actually, in 2020. That's when I first created that title. Before then, I was just a music lover like everyone else. Also started commercial flooring at that time, too. Well, not necessarily commercial flooring, but residential flooring. And transition to commercial flooring. That's currently what I'm in right now as my full-time, as I'm continually building my DJ career. And it's cool to be simultaneously building both and seeing them both going in the right direction. So, yeah.
So that's interesting. People don't know who you are. So, you know, you started this kind of entrepreneurial, spark. So if you said 4 years ago, that's about when you were 24, something like that. Yeah. What made you decide? I mean, I love how you said, love music like everyone else, because I feel the same way. I'm like, but what do you mean? What do you mean you don't listen to it all day long? What made you decide to, like, were you inspired by somebody? Like, did you just kind of one day go, hey, I want to go spin? Like, what was your inspiration? Where'd that come from?
That's a great question there. I think the inspiration honestly came from just going to the house parties out here in Utah. I honestly felt like, coming from Georgia, the Athens area, and, being born in Cleveland, Ohio, I had a definitely strong taste of music. And then coming over to Utah, I just felt like there was an opportunity for ears to capture what they haven't heard. And that's what led to me, seeing how I can get music in these people's ears and plugging my phone into the aux cord at parties. I literally done this 2 or 3 times to literally, touching a DJ controller for the first time and It changed my life, literally.
Wow. I love that. It's, I mean, what I hear is that you saw something that was missing somewhere and decided that you were gonna to fill that, right? That's very cool. Ocean, you know, not everybody's heard your story, even though you've been on the show a number of times, and sometimes we interview people together. What about yourself? What was your spark, and maybe tell our audience what sector you're in.
Yeah, I'm in clothing and design. And so, I've always had a passion for it. And growing up, loving sneakers and Jordans, streetwear always intertwined. And I grew up with parents who are designers and entrepreneurs and creatives. So I just kind of followed them in their footsteps a little bit, but I had my own way of doing it. So on my own artwork and clothing line and that's kind of how I got into it, and it's been great ever since.
Awesome. And I gotta ask, so I'm gonna kind of ask cross question here. So, Ocean, what kind of music do you like?
Yeah. I like kind of a lot of things. There's not one I don't like, but I'm definitely more of a fan of like rap, old rock, like classic rock. Everything. There's nothing I really don't like, but those are the two big ones I listen to.
All right, and I'm gonna go back over to you. And I'm gonna say, Deshaun, I'm like, what kind of clothes do you like? What kind of like, what's your vibe?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a well, I haven't
Very
heard
famous.
before. That's a good one. Kind of clothes that I like to look stylish. I like to look, tailored at certain times, not necessarily tailor-made, but I like to look, put together. And then there's other times I love being comfortable as well too. I'll go to the grocery store, sweatpants and slides. That's,
I love that.
doesn't matter.
Yeah. Hashtag put together. Hashtag put. I like to, that, I think that's a great answer. It's like, what kind of clothing do you like? Hashtag put together. You know what I mean? That's very cool. That's very cool. So look, I'd love to dig a little deeper. And it's one thing that you have an idea. You're like, oh, these people need to hear some music. And Ocean, you're following through on something that you love, and you came to love it. And it's part of who you are. Having something that you love, having an idea, and then like stepping in. And I know that both of you, you're still working at other places, right? You've got a full-time gig, and this is a part-time gig that you're moving, and Ocean's kind of somewhere in between there, right? You're still getting your money from other places while you're building your dreams. Maybe talk a little bit, Deshaun, on what's that like? Is it kind of sacrifice because that means you don't have as much time to play. It means that all your money that you're making is going into your business. Like, there's some sacrifice in that, right? That means that, you're not coming home and Netflixing every night. What's that like, truly like?
It's 100% a sacrifice. I think anybody chasing their dreams, that's a sacrifice. And like you just said, there's many nights I have to give up TV, and most nights I don't watch TV because I'm in a basement or I'm in a lab or I'm out there building with others. Yeah, you're right. It's truly a balance trying to have your full time but building a side gig, because in your mind it's like, I really want to have my full time, I mean my part time be my full time, but it's not there yet. So I would say just don't rush the process, be patient, which is the hardest part for me. But having a business coach has definitely taught me to be patient, and yeah, we're navigating through it together, so it's awesome.
Right on, thanks. And Ocean, what about yourself?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of non-downtime, I guess is the way to say it, but it's super cool because you get to do what you like, even when I know I have some other time I have to do work, but I still do my own work at that time. So it's never ending, but it's like a good never ending because you're chasing your dreams and you're getting each step closer to where you want to be. So yeah, it's good. I mean, TV is always there, right? So it was eventually watch it, but it's all right.
Ain't going anywhere, right? You could just
Yeah.
catch the third sequel of the series. You know what I mean? And everyone's like,
Yeah.
"Hey, have you heard?" You're like, "I don't know." I experienced that myself, right? Having a media company and everything, that people are like, "Hey, have you seen this movie?" And I'm like, No, no, I haven't. Or, hey, did you go to that event? And I'm like, didn't even know it was happening. Didn't even know it was happening, right? Because I'm tunnel visioned. What is, for me, I know for myself as an entrepreneur, there's been like growing pains. There's been times where I didn't really want to learn that. Like, I didn't really want to learn that. Like, I didn't really want to build, what, okay, so what's LinkedIn? I remember like LinkedIn. And so, and now I have 2 million on LinkedIn, right? Like, it just, there's learning curves of things from technology to sourcing to branding to marketing. Maybe share, Ocean, let's start with you. Like, what was one of the things that you were maybe the least excited about learning about, or one of the things that you had to kind of get your head around, or maybe that you still are, that because it just looks like it's one easy package, right? But what's something that you kind of have had to get your head around?
There's a lot of things to think about. Maybe more like the money side and the everything that comes behind it, I'd say. It's harder than you think, especially because I'm not the best with math, so that's one thing. End times and figuring out stuff to be done in time, and there's always new things going on, but yeah, it's always, but it's worth it, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's kind of tip that up a little bit. And what's the thing that you just love? It's just like about your business that was easy, that came to you, that is like one of the highlights.
The designing and the finished product, I think that's what I really like this when it's like actually in hand. That's the best feeling, I think. Yeah, for sure. That's the best feeling.
All right. Well, I'm going to tip it over to you here, Deshaun. So something that you just, you're either getting your head around or you had to get your head around.
I would say understanding what networking is. That was something that I was taught a certain way, but I didn't process or let's say exercise it correctly. So unlearning that and learning truly what networking is changing my life completely. That and social media, of course. Social media, I was like, oh yeah, you just need one platform and everybody's going to see my story and then I'm going to get booked. It's like, no, that's not how it works at all. So, understanding, how social media is playing in our favors is awesome.
Okay. And what was something that was super fun, super easy? You're like, man, this is what I love to do every day. What's that part?
Practicing the music. I love mixing. I love mixing. Like that's my getaway. If I need somewhere to go and, just build my mind, it's coming down here, playing some music, and blending tracks together. I love doing that.
That's cool. That's cool. Kind of before I ask the question that's more around, how you guys met and whatever. We hear all the time. I hear it. It's kind of standard in the world of entrepreneurship or building business or building company that the people that you hang out with, the people that you're listening to, the books that you're reading, the shows that you're watching, all kind of make an impression on you. And sometimes, sometimes people don't go, yay, that you thought we're going to go, yay. Or maybe you've got like, maybe even someone said something to you like, wow, I don't know where that came from. I know that sometimes as you start to grow, people are like, that can make people nervous or they don't understand. I'll start with you, Deshaun. Have you had any of those experiences, or how have you navigated this new business and this new entrepreneurship in your life? Has everyone been supportive, or have you had to navigate that?
Yeah, I would say at the beginning it was definitely I had the strongest vision for it as it should be, and then as you go along, you quickly understand not everybody has that same vision as you. Therefore, the pace of speed that you want to move at is nowhere matched to where you think somebody else should be, and that part was, it was new. Even coming from my parents, it was like, yeah, I'm going to be doing this thing, and. It took them about a year for them to actually come out and see me perform for the first time. And it was cool to actually say, like, yeah, not only did I start that thing, I'm still doing that thing. And you came to that thing. So it was incredible.
Very cool, very cool. What about you, Ocean? What about you?
Could you repeat the question again?
Absolutely. We're talking a little bit about how when you make the decision to become an entrepreneur, or you think that this product's really great, or Sometimes you have to, you may like the example that he just was giving about his parents. Sometimes you come across people that don't really get it right away, or they don't really understand what you're doing, or have you ever had to navigate that, like someone's had to adjust, or do you know what I mean? Like they don't get it, or they do get it, or anything like that.
Yeah, I'd say relatively everybody kind of understands and assumed I'd go something down this line. Especially like my grandparents really liked that, and my grandmother is very like artistic and loved design, and she's just something very similar to what I do today. But yeah, I'd say everyone I find kind of almost a little bit assumed I'd go down something like this, so it's kind of like always there, and they understood it pretty well. And yeah, like my family like wears it, and my friends wear it, and it's really cool like going to their house and seeing that they have it there, or they have the stickers on the wall, it's up in their room. It's pretty cool.
Okay, cool. Well, that's great. So, not always, but sometimes, and we know that as we change and as we shift and as we go to different levels, there's always that conversation about who's making an impression upon you and who are you hanging with and making sure that everyone's on the same page, on the same page, right? So let's talk a little bit about, because we talked a little bit about pre-show, Deshaun, and you consider yourself a collaborative. And I'd love for you to explain what that means for you, right? And just how that works in your business and how that works as a person. Oh, we can't hear you. I don't know if something.
Can you hear me there?
Yeah, absolutely.
So yes, that's a great question. I definitely consider myself a collaborative. And basically what that means to me is that we're working together to help serve the client, right? It's how can we both get this project done together, doing what you do best and doing what I do best. And that has been effectively working. And I think had I not known, again, going back to networking, how to properly network, these opportunities and these collaborative opportunities would never be where they are today. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, and Ocean, let's talk about collaboration a little bit, because it's interesting. In my work, it's very, I mean, I think in different sectors, it's very different, and it's something that's kind of come in quite strong, right? I think that your generation is coming in really strong because, the generation I came from, we didn't really have social media, so we weren't tagging each other. We weren't like, you had to be in each other's circle, and you were either in each other's circle or you weren't, right? And it was a little bit more solo, like this is what you do. You wouldn't necessarily collaborate with someone that did the exact same thing, where there's a new merged idea around collaboration now and how two can make three, right? And so we just didn't have that, like, hey, da, 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 that whole vibe. I actually think for me, I learned a lot about it from Ocean. So, Ocean, what's your kind of ideas around collaboration? How has it benefited your business?
I think collaboration is great because you get to help each other out, especially if you're in a similar field. It's a good way to meet new people and network, especially. And it also builds like a new friendship, which is very cool. You get to think of ideas together and, oh, we should do this. And you figure out ways to help each other out. And it's just a cool way to make something unique, that you and whoever you collaborate with, something special. So I think a lot, it's always about collaboration, nowadays, especially when you're in a field like clothing. It's a lot of collaborations, like sneakers always have collaborations. There's always something new going on. So I think collaboration is a great way to help you and somebody out and get your name out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, look at that's what we're doing here today. And I think it's a great example. I mean, I met this super cool woman named Connie through a networking organization, right? And she was in events and we've been putting on events, and she's like, hey, I'm gonna try to help out your kid because I think he's cool. And I'm like, that's cool. I mean, we're all helping each other. And she's like, hey, I know this guy, he's super great, because Ocean, you know, Ocean loves basketball, and she knows some stuff about Ocean, and she's like, hey, let's get these guys together. And, you know, we got on a Zoom, and now you guys are on a podcast together, and, you know, some merch got sat down, and you did some social posting and all that great stuff. So that's really kind of how this all came to be. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, look at, I'd love for us to kind of share some messages. I think that if, you know, please, I'll start with you, Deshaun. Like, tell us some stuff that, you know, dig a little deeper. We know that you DJ, but maybe give us a little more in depth about what it is that you do and how you're breaking your company out. And I know you do more than just, you know, one sector, and you do different things. And maybe let us know what's on the, you know, what's in the pipeline for you. Like, what do you got coming down the pipe? And then Ocean will come over to you a little bit. So yeah, tell us a bit more, dig a little deeper.
Yeah, awesome. Definitely want to shout out Connie for, again, that allowing us to be here today, basically.
Yeah.
I would say for the business there, D Smooth, that's my DJ name. I'm online, of course, at D Smooth underscore number two. That's DSMOOV as in Victor, E underscore the number two. And, yeah, we do weddings. We specialize in a bunch of things. So weddings, we do sporting events. And what I mean by that is if you need us at a basketball game, if you need us at a football game, you need us at a rugby match, you need us at a gymnastic match, we can cover the music there, take care of those needs. Corporate events, that's one of our specialties as well. Birthday parties, outdoor events, indoor events, it really doesn't matter. I love grand openings as well. So really just being there in a community.
Mm-hmm.
It's community related. I love being out there. I would say in the pipeline right now, definitely weddings. There's a lot of weddings in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool to be a part of that, right? And you know, I remember not being part of those DJ discussions, but to now be looked at as a DJ that somebody wants for their wedding is an amazing opportunity. And being able to collaborate with others on those opportunities as well. So photographers, videographers, event planners and coordinators, wedding planners and coordinators, you know, it's just amazing that, you know, we can collaborate on these events, and including other DJs as well too. It's just amazing. Again, I'm D Smooth. The business name is Smooth Entertainment. And yeah, we're here for all your DJ needs.
That's awesome. And, you know, you got to ask, how did, and maybe it came from a networking, but, you know, there's been some really cool things that have happened for you, super cool things that are happening for Ocean, and some stuff that's coming in his pipeline that he'll share, I'm sure. But, I mean, Connie's like, damn, this guy's super cool. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, me and Connie are like, how can we help people? We're dialed in. But I don't know where that came from. But anyway, I mean, you know, what's that? But she's like, oh man, he, you know, he DJs for, you know, the basketball team, Utah Jazz. How did that come across your desk? Like, how did you nail that?
That's a great question. I would say being patient and honestly being humble, but also it goes back to networking. It all comes back to that, because it's not only who do I know, but who knows me? And the right person knew me, and I was at that time prepared and I was ready. And I got invited to DJ with the University of Utah, you know, men's basketball team. And that led to me being able to DJ inside the Delta Arena and do some events, you know, sponsored by the Utah Jazz. And those opportunities have been cool. But again, it just came from being prepared, being ready, and always just staying, you know, consistent to be in those positions in the first place.
I think that's kind of like where I go mic drop. It's like, you know, prepared, ready. You said yes. You know, someone, you're obviously doing something right. You're being consistent, like you said, because someone was talking about you. You know what I mean? Someone was talking about you and that, like that whole referral, but you were ready and you're prepared. And there's many times we say in business, I mean, you know, Richard Branson is famous, you know, for this statement. He's like, just say yes. And, you know, if you're not prepared and you're not ready, just say yes and get prepared and get ready like that. But when you're ready, when you've got that going on, things start to really come to you. You know, the doors come this way, right? We're not always, you know, leaning out, but they start to come inward. That's cool. And Ocean, what about you? So same kind of question, right? Like, How have things come to you? What have you got in your pipeline? What are you working on right now?
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff going on right now, especially in September with the Emmys. That's a big one. So that's been on my mind lately. Yeah, it's you gotta prepare for that. That's the main thing I'm pretty focused on, because it is big deal. So yeah, there's a lot. It's a little stressful sometimes, but you know, it's good. It's good.
Well, and I think that's fair to say too, right? Not to be prepared and ready, but when you're taking a step, you know, being at the Emmys, you know, giving your product. I mean, you're, you know, I think that for me, I know that we get really attached. Like when I produce a book or I produce a project, I feel like it's a piece of me, right? And so there you are standing in front of a lot of people. You know, you're going to have people that, you know, go to the Emmys, come by, see your clothes, take a piece. You know, I know I don't want to release what you're going to be gifting. I'll let you do that on, you know, when you're ready to do that. But that does, you know, as exciting as it is, people have been asking, like, is it exciting? Yes, it is exciting, but it also takes a whole lot of infrastructure, and it also takes some anxiety. So, you know what I mean? Like when you have those things or that meeting that you have with, you know, the basketball team or the coach or whatever it is, there's some angst to stretch. We call it the stretch of significance, right? It's like when you want to, I remember having to go and present and there was 20,000 people in the audience. I literally thought I was going to throw up. Like I'm like, okay, I just need to have some mints or something and breathe really deep as I'm walking up the stairs. And you just don't think you're going to make that next stair. And then you do it. And then, you know, you're great. And then you either want to do it again or never do. And you know, I did, but there's that piece to it too, right? With success can come some stress, some intention, some, you know, putting yourself really out there. So, well, look, I think that we're going to kind of wrap up a little bit. And I think that you guys have been great prime examples. And I know you're doing some collaborating. I know you're supporting each other and each other's businesses, and we're gathering in. And I think the cool thing is getting together once a month and seeing what we can do, because no matter what stage that you're at in your business, even for myself, when I'm going into a couple of decades here, it's always that next level, that new level, and there's those new needs and that expansion of the collaboration. Some people and I have been, you know, collaborating, working together for a couple of decades. And it's like, what are you working on now? What do you need now, right? But before we go, I'd love to hear what you'd have to say to someone who is thinking about doing what you're doing, right? They may be at the really early stages of their business, or like, what's some of the advice that you would give them about kind of going for their dream or going for their passion or whatever it is? So Deshaun, let's start with you.
Yeah, I would say, thanks for asking that. I would definitely say, don't be afraid to lean on help. And that's something I had to do. And it's completely okay. Is everybody going to stay with you along the way? Not necessarily, but it's important that you at least seek guidance and take that first leap of faith. And that's really what it takes, that and just not being afraid. I mean, is it going to be frightening? Of course, and it still is sometimes, but you still just have to take that leap of faith.
All right. And Ocean, what are your final words and advice?
Be patient. I know I like want to rush things, but patience is key. So just take your time.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you guys for being on Mission Accepted today, because you definitely are taking the mission. And I think it's not just about taking the mission. I think it's about the journey of staying on, you know, about staying on and growing and diverting and creating new things. So it was so great to spend some time with you guys today. I'm looking forward to spending more time with you, and lucky me, I get to. And I just want to talk to the audience a little bit. We're doing some pretty cool things here at Mission Accepted. You can hear that the people that we're bringing on are doing some cool things. So reach out, you know, support social, like, you know, I always say thank you and tag you, you know what I mean? Say thank you and tag you. So if you really like what you saw today, get on these guys' social and start letting them know that you heard what they had to say. And the other thing is that we're doing a lot of really cool podcasts. And right now we've got a big call out. So we've got a calling card right now. So we're looking to do group podcasts of entrepreneurs, authors, coaches, other people in media and momagers and dadagers, which is parents of kids that are like, hey, I want to kick this off and I want to have an entrepreneurial life. So if any of that appeals to you, just reach out to us and we're happy to have you on the show. And I am going to ask a final question because this is what we do at Mission Accepted. We kind of group here too. This one's going to be probably really difficult for you, DJ Smooth, to answer this, but you know, let's say you're on your way to a desert island and it's you and you, and you got one suitcase, and you know, being the suitcase, it's got to be big enough to slide at least one album in. So what album would you take to that private island that you could not imagine never listening to again? What are you going to take with you?
Wow. You know, when you asked that question, a lot of answers didn't come to mind, but there was one, and I'm surprised that it did, but it must be for this opportunity.
All right.
Chris Brown, Payback.
Sorry, all I heard is Payback.
James Brown, Payback.
Oh, James Brown. James Brown. All right. That's going to be in the show notes. And Ocean, who's your album? Who you taking?
I thought, I don't know why it popped in my head straight away, but Get Rich or Die Trying by 50. 50 Cent.
All right.
I love that album.
That's cool. Those are both great. They'll both be in the show notes. Read the show notes. Thank you so much, audience. You are amazing. And until we see you again, which you know is going to be next week, I want you to be well and stay groovy. Bye for now.